Welcome to Steelers.com Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Bob Labriola, coming to you from St. Vincent College Labs. Today's the real day. The players arrived. I know it was a big day because we got here yesterday, but players came here on campus. They went through their conditioning test, and very shortly we will be bringing you Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin live, his first press conference of training camp. I'm sure he's going to have lots to say.
Yeah, I'm a little out of breath, Missy. I just finished the conditioning test.
15 100s. I saw him.
Watching it made me tired. But the thing with the conditioning test is, and it's really been like this for a really long time for me, is it's kind of like going to see a NASCAR race for the crashes. You know, you only really, the only significant thing is if someone fails. And we've seen that, you know, a few times, rarely, never under Mike Tomlin, rarely under Bill Cowher even. And it goes back to when, you know, Cowher came in 1992. He instituted this kind of conditioning test. So it looked like everybody did fine. Mm-hmm. And everybody looks to be, I don't think there's going to be anyone starting the season on a PUP list. And so, you know, all in all, so far, so good.
Absolutely. As we said, players did arrive today here at St. Vincent. We have some of the videos of, you know, nice cars, lots of luggage, pretty big screen TVs, labs, probably bigger than what we have in our rooms. Some of the rookies kind of just went out and bought some today. So you see, this is Greg Warren, him and Sean Sweason this year joining Kevin Colbert in biking around campus, which is a good way to go. So that's kind of cool. And we also had a chance to catch up with some of the players and hear what they had to say.
I think every year there's optimism, but we're just going to see what we have. This is the first time we really get a good look with going in the pads, some preseason games, and, you know, just growing as a team.
We have one goal, to win games and to set ourselves up for that tournament late in the season, and, you know, this is where it starts.
I'm just excited to be back out here, man. You know, after so much success at the beginning and it's all taken away from you, it's like it's all over again, like you're getting back drafted and it's your first day back on the football field and out here in pass, so I'm excited.
Good.
Oh, it's great ones, trust me.
I feel like the more pressure on you, the more people expect out of you, and I feel like I do better when I have pressure on me, so I'm just going to continue to do what I do and learn from the coaches and the older guys in front of me and just do whatever I can to help the team.
A couple administrative things regarding status of people. I have two guys that we're going to place on PUP. Mike Mitchell has a groin. Look at it about a week or so there, but we'll monitor him day to day. And Alvester Alexander has a groin as well. He's really in a similar circumstance. We've been monitoring both situations, and it's nothing new to us, but obviously not the type of start those guys are looking for. When they're healthy and ready to go, obviously we'll put them back in the mix with the rest of them. We have two guys that aren't here. Adam Polish, his wife is very pregnant. We're going to give him a few days there. They're expected here this weekend. And Ramon Foster had a death in the family. We obviously send our condolences out to him and his family. And we'll be ready and here to receive him when he comes back to us, whenever that may be. Other than that, really, like I said, excited about getting started. Like the look in the eye of the group. And the way they performed at the run test was impressive. I'd be happy to address any questions you might have.
Mitchell, is that something that something that happened at the end of like your minicamp or while he was
just training? So we'll see. Like I said, we anticipate it being maybe a week or so, but you know, we won't tell the story. We'll see how it unfolds. We'll monitor him day to day.
Mike, after 2-8-8 seasons, does that make this training camp any different, like psychologically or anything along those lines?
Not for me. You know, we're here to build our team for 2014. What we've done in the past is in the past. To be quite honest with you, a lot of those guys, they're going to be significant components of what we do this year, weren't a part of some of the teams that you mentioned. So I'm singularly focused on the now. I'm going to sell that to the football team. We don't need to carry last year's baggage. And I say that every year, regardless of what transpired last year. I just think that's an appropriate mentality. For individuals and football teams, and one that I hope this group buys into.
You personally don't put any more pressure on yourself because...
No.
Like, is there any difference in the approach or the instruction or training with the team with all the young guys that you have looking at possibly
having starting positions, especially on defense?
You know, I think that's a continual discussion for me and the staff, not only this year, but since I've been here. Our job is to provide them what it is they need. And different groups, different individuals have different needs. Obviously, we got some youth in some areas, and their needs are different than veteran players. And it's our job to provide them with an atmosphere that's conducive to them learning, improving, and preparing. And that's what we intend to do. It may be a little different in some instances than it is in the past, but we don't worry about that. Our mentality is to do what's appropriate for this group.
Mike, you going to have to keep Ponciano rep or two, or is he full go?
He's ready to go.
Not easing him in at all?
Nope.
Last year your camp was very physical. You did a lot of that stuff because you had so many new faces. Similar thing this year? Or
I would anticipate it. I know that I'm excited about seeing some of these guys play and seeing what they're capable of, and I know that they're excited about showing what they're capable of. And really the only way to do that is to play football. And I enjoyed the spring and summer, but that's the spring and summer. Now we're here in training camp. We're going to do what we do in this type of setting, which is compete.
You going to do some tackling this year, Mike?
Absolutely. See you Monday.
Like, so some of the veteran players have talked about how much faster you've gotten on defense. Do you agree with that? And are those assessments somewhat tempered by the fact that you haven't seen these guys in pads yet?
You know, speed is speed, you know. Good defense is really predicated on being where it is you're supposed to be and good tackling. So speed is an awesome asset, but it's not going to be the defining asset for us. It's going to be our ability to play collectively, smart, and be where it is we're supposed to be and be a good tackling group. Obviously, we got some young people that are capable of infusing some speed into it, into the unit, but we're not going to hang our hats on that. We're not going to talk too much about it. It seems like too much has been talked about it already. It's football. It's not a track meet.
With all those new guys, do you, especially on defense, do you, you know, maybe go a little bit slower in terms of incorporating the stuff that you would normally do during the summer, or do you sort of go at normal speed and it's their job to catch up?
We expect those guys to catch up. This is professional football. They don't have an academic workload to worry about. We're gonna do what it is that we do in terms of installation, and obviously we're willing to adjust. At the appropriate time, when it's time to play football in September and so forth, it's just smart football to do what you guys are capable of doing. But as we step into Latrobe, we do not have that mentality. We need to see what they're capable of handling, and in order to do that, we're going to install at our normal pace.
Beneficial in that regard was the spring for Chase here.
Not only him, but everyone. And really our approach to spring is a dry run from an installation standpoint, if you will, for what we do here. So if they were able to digest information that we provided them in the spring and perform with it, they'll probably perform in a similar manner in this circumstance, because really the pace of the installation doesn't change very much. Obviously, there's a element of physicality and stuff, things that breaks a person down in this setting that you don't have in the spring. But the ability to take in information, the amount of information, and the pace in which it's given is not very different than the way we do it in the spring.
Mike, is there anything you've tried to change or implement since your first year of training camp here?
Whew, boy, I can't even think back that far, you know. I like to believe that I'm continually evolving as a coach to meet the needs of the team. And obviously the team has changed over the years, so I'd expect that I have too. But I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it because I just focus on what it is they need.
Anyone else? All right.
Buffalo's coming in this year for a couple of practices and whatnot. Is that a way to show that you're kind of growing and progressing with the program, or
It's not a way of displaying that. It's just something that we choose to do because it's going to help us in team development. They're a young team that provides some interesting things schematically for us. You know, they got a high-paced offense with mobile quarterbacks. They got four down defensive linemen. You know, so those things are good working things for us because they're unlike us. And I imagine they have the same mentality about working with us. So I look forward to getting together with Doug and those guys and having a couple of good productive days here in Latrobe.
Will you continue that in the future, not necessarily just with Buffalo, but maybe try to bring another team in? Or
if it's appropriate. Again, I thought it was appropriate for this group. I'm excited about having an opportunity to do it here this year, and we'll see how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin's first press conference of training camp labs. A few things to kind of go over. I know we were saying probably nobody on the pup list, but
spoke
two,
too soon.
Well, you know, ones you probably weren't thinking about. No one really knew that, of course, being Mike Mitchell with a groin injury. Tomlin expects him to be out about a week. Same with Elvester Alexander, another groin injury. So we'll kind of see. Kind of stinks, you know, Mike Mitchell, the hype, everyone's exciting. Right. You want to see him in training camp and Not so much.
I was really excited about seeing Mike Mitchell in training camp. I really think that his presence and what he can bring to this defense can go a long way to at least giving them a chance to solve a lot of the problems that they had last year. You know, and him missing a week, you never know with groin injuries, those kind of things. I mean, there's a lot of running that goes on these fields during a training camp for guys like that, defensive backs. So, you know, hey, that's bad. That's the first bad news of this camp so far for me anyway.
We'll kind of be a wait and see. Coach Tomlin did update two people who are not here. Adam Podlish, he said that his wife is very pregnant, so he kind of let him stay back with her. So that was good. And unfortunate news, Ramon Foster dealing with a death in the family. So Coach Tomlin did say once Ramon's able to kind of deal with that and all the funeral arrangements and whatnot, he will be returning to camp. So not a positive, but they'll be back.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, Mike Tomlin was asked by our sometimes colleague Mike Pursuta whether there was going to be any live tackling in training camp like there was last year. And the answer was yes, see you Monday. Monday is the day when the first day that the Steelers will be able to be in pads. You know, the current CBA requires a acclimation period of 2 days in padless practices after the players report. So that takes place Saturday and Sunday. Monday here, 3 o'clock. I would imagine backs on backers should be fairly early in the practice session, and then there should be some live tackling as well.
So you're saying I'll have to be dragging you and Pursuta from the field up here for the live show?
Well, hopefully they do it early. I like when they do it early in the practice. Usually last year the tackling was the first competitive period, not the last competitive period. So even when we go on live at 5, usually you're able to stay down there and see it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Don't forget, for the public, you can come tomorrow, first open practice. I'm sure there's going to be tons of people here. It'd be good to see lots of great weather and kind of officially getting started. I know we keep saying that every day. Tomorrow will feel like football's back.
Well, Monday will feel like football's back, because like Mike Tomlin said, the you know, he wants to give players an opportunity to show what they're capable of, and the only way that they can show what they're capable of is by playing football, and football is a game played in pads. So for me, I'm holding out till Monday.
All right, your day one can be Monday. Mine will be tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. That is going to do it for us here today on Steelers.com Live. Thanks so much for joining us. Bob and I will see you tomorrow at 5.